one of whom, a little fair woman wearing spectacles and dressed in greyish-green, was peering out of the window at the fog, while the other two, both wholesome-looking, plain-faced schoolgirls, unrolled and put on the brown holland aprons they wore while dissecting. Of the men, two went down the laboratory to their places, one a pallid, dark-bearded man who had once been a tailor, the other a pleasant-featured, ruddy young man of 20, dressed in a well-fitting brown suit, young Wedderburn, the son of Wedderburn the eye specialist. The others formed a little knot near the theater door. One of these, a dwarfed, spectacled figure with a hunchback, sat on a bent wood stool. Two others, one a short, dark youngster, and the other a flaxen-haired, reddish-complexioned man, stood leaning side by side against the slate sink, while the fourth stood facing them and maintained the largest share of the conversation. This last person was named Hill. He was a sturdily built young fellow of the same age as Wedderburn. He had a white face, dark gray eyes, hair of an indeterminate color, and a prominent, irregular features. He talked rather louder than was needful and thrust his hands deeply into his pockets. His collar was frayed and blue with the starch of a careless laundress. His clothes were evidently ready-made, and there was a patch on the side of his boot near the toe.